Hello, and welcome to the Science Careers Top Employers podcast for 2011. I'm Tiana Hicklin, the Assistant Commercial Editor, and today I'm speaking with Dr. Brenda Eustace, who is a Senior Research Scientist at Vertex Pharmaceuticals. Vertex is this year's top-ranking company on our top 20 list. I'm talking today with Dr. Eustace to hear about what it's like to work at this year's number one employer. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Eustace.
Hi, Tiana. Thank you. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
So could you tell us a bit about your company and its research focus?
Absolutely. Vertex has been around as a drug discovery business for over 20 years. We began as a small structure-based drug design company in 1989. And since then, and very recently, we've become a fully functional pharmaceutical company with the launch of our latest drug, Incivec, for hepatitis C infection. Our main research focus has really been anti-infectives for the first part of the company's history, as I mentioned, the hepatitis C, but we recently have had success in other areas like cystic fibrosis, where we have a drug in the clinic, and we have a series of clinical and preclinical programs in oncology and in inflammatory diseases and neurological diseases as well.
And can you give us a little bit about your background and your particular role at the company?
My background begins with an undergraduate degree at Rutgers University, where I majored in molecular biology. In 96, when I graduated, it was really the beginning of the genomics revolution, and I was really excited to start in that area. And so I went to a small startup company that worked on human genetics. And there I learned a lot about how research was going to be done in the coming years. But I knew I wanted to move on to more, and so I went back to get my PhD at Tufts University, at School of Medicine in Boston. There I studied cellular physiology and looked at mechanisms of metastasis and oncology. From there, I thought, well, I really wanted to learn more about the drug discovery business, and I knew I wanted to go into the pharmaceutical industry. I interviewed at several different pharmaceutical companies at that time, and the interview at Vertex was quite different than what I had experienced at other companies. The scientists were incredibly engaged and asked really challenging questions that were thought-provoking and that really made me think this was a place I wanted to work. It was a place that I thought I could be challenged and really grow as a scientist. My current role at Vertex is in the early research department, and what I do there is I nominate new targets that will become the medicines of the next decade or so. I work mostly in the oncology area at the moment, but I have contributed to a lot of different areas, including to the influenza program, which has a drug that's going to be a first-in-class molecule that will be entering the clinic shortly. I'm really excited about prospects of that drug that I was able to contribute to in its early stages.
So we've been conducting this survey for about 10 years now. And our survey respondents continually tell us that the most important factors for a top employer are innovation, treating employees with respect, and a company that is socially responsible. Do you think that the company excels in any of these areas in particular?
Oh, absolutely. I think we excel in all of those areas. You know, many companies speak about innovation as a core value, and I think Vertex does a particularly good job of that. We have a program, in fact, that really promotes innovation. It's called our Step Out program. It's the science and technology exchange program. And it's a way that we can have scientists take short sabbaticals of about 3 to 4 months and work on a problem or in a different area of science that really allows them to expand their scientific knowledge and experience. We think this is really valuable just because it allows you to take a break from your normal day-to-day duties and allows you to learn something new and really bring back those lessons to your work, your everyday work later on. I was fortunate to be a mentor in one of these programs last year, and the experience was really unparalleled in how much it taught me as a mentor, getting a new perspective from someone else from a different area, as well as having the person who I menteed go back to her group and communicate those lessons to her team.
What do you personally enjoy the most about the company's culture, besides the programs that you've just mentioned?
I am always looking for a challenge, and Vertex certainly doesn't shy away from that as a research strategy. You know, for example, we have this influenza project that I mentioned. I was really fortunate to work on the early stages of that. And, you know, it was an approach that was quite risky at the outset. And a lot of people, you know, weren't sure that it was going to work. But we decided to go for it, and now we're putting a first-in-class molecule into the clinic, and so we're really proud of that accomplishment.
Is there anything in particular that you think makes this company unique or different from other bioceutical companies out there?
There's a lot of ways I can answer this question. I think the most impactful way that I can answer it is to talk to you about how we've built the commercial organization to reflect the culture and the values of our home base here in Cambridge. So what the company decided to do was to involve the scientists actively in the recruiting and the interviewing of the sales force. This is a really different way of thinking about building a sales force. What Vertex as a company thought was that we wanted to really involve the scientists in building the sales force to reflect all of the hard work that the scientists did here in Cambridge in bringing Incivec to the market. And I have to say, I learned so much in that process of interviewing these sales candidates. They're extremely bright and motivated, and it really taught me lessons about how important it is to bring the best salespeople into our organization to be able to get this drug to the right patient population.
And it sounds like it's good for team building and that you can all work together nicely if you have a say in who's hired. And
yeah, absolutely. I've made some really good friends in the sales force, and it's a really unique opportunity that I never expected to have here as a scientist.
So our survey respondents tell us that fostering loyal employees and treating employees with respect is a very important characteristic for a top employer. And helping an employee with their personal career development is often mentioned as a way for companies to accomplish this. Can you give us any examples of how Vertex has supported your career development?
Of course, human resources has several different ways to support the career development through seminar series and through different types of workshops. But I think probably for me, the one that strikes me the most is a program that we have called Scientist Edge that recently started here. It's a program designed specifically for scientists. And it's designed to help scientists communicate and with each other and also with the outside about their research. It's a three-day workshop where we, about 20 of us, got together and we spoke to each other about the problems that we were having in managing our junior scientists or in communicating with upper management. And this workshop gave us a whole bunch of tools to use to be able to address these problems that we have. And the workshop was actually followed up by a series of one-on-one personal coaching sessions, which were incredibly useful to really narrow down the goals that we had and to develop our careers as effective scientists and managers here.
Sounds like Vertex really has a focus on open communication.
Absolutely.
Since many of our listeners are top scientists, some of whom might be looking for a great company, can you tell us what makes for a top scientific candidate at Vertex?
Well, to be successful here at Vertex, you have to have a passion for the science and a really strong desire to tackle some really difficult problems. You have to be ready to bring your own ideas to the table and to implement them by collaborating with people in different departments and across functional areas to get them done. Vertex is a place that really looks to its bench-level scientists and junior-level scientists to drive the direction of the research, rather than having management dictate, you know, exactly what projects you're going to work on. So you really have to be willing to take some risks, be inventive, and to work across these functions to get your ideas working in the labs and as projects in the future.
So is there anything else you would want our listeners to know about this company?
We really do practice what we teach here at Vertex. The patients are always at the forefront of our minds. And we often, in fact, have patient representatives come and speak to us about their experiences with their disease. And these talks that the patients give are really powerful. I've seen patients here give talks that have brought audience members to tears, including myself. And nothing really motivates us more than seeing the direct impact of our work. So Vertex does really value the great science, and I've always felt that from the CEO on down through the organization, that our science is really valued. It's a really fantastic place to work.
Yeah, it sounds like you can personally see the impact of what you're doing.
Absolutely.
This is Vertex's first year as the number one ranking employer. Do you have any thoughts on why or what the company has been doing particularly well this year?
Well, of course, we've had our first launch, which is an important milestone for us as a company. And I think we now have the opportunity to become one of the leading pharmaceutical companies. It's a once-in-a-lifetime chance to be a part of this whole process and this journey. And we're extremely excited to see it all happen and can't wait to see what happens next.
Thank you again for joining us today, Dr. Eustace, and giving us a sense of what it's like to work at Vertex Pharmaceuticals.
Thank you very much, Tiana.
And that concludes this Science Careers Top Employers podcast. To read the Top Employers feature article or hear an interview with another company, please visit the Science Careers website at www.sciencecareers.org/topemployers2011. I'm Tiana Hicklin, and on behalf of Science Careers and the Science AAAS Custom Publishing Office, thank you for listening.